All right, we're in studio right now with a nameless ghoul, member of Ghost. Thanks for coming in and joining us today, man. And welcome back to Seattle.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely.
Very cool to have you. Ghost did a couple acoustic songs here in studio at the KISW Lounge. It's very nice to have you guys in here, man. What's some of your activities you like to do in Seattle while you're here?
I mean, most of the time we have basically half a day to spend, so it usually gets a little bit repetitive. You know, you go down to the market quickly
hit the
to sort of get the maritime,
yeah, get that
feel.
Smell.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe fish and chips, and go through a few of the stores in there, and then we usually go up to Capitol Hill and
hang out with the weirdos.
Yes.
Yeah, man. We Kevin and I both lived up there for 5 years, so
yeah,
that's our home.
It's nice. And record stores is mostly our thing, I guess.
I hear
or
you.
At least some of us in the band. It's like every time we do a tour, it's like, okay, that's the musical tour, and then it's like our actual tour,
the cultural, yeah,
yeah, there's what we are doing. Yeah,
well, you guys are doing some pretty big things right now. I mean, Ghost is kind of taking over the world, and congratulations on playing the Late Show coming up here with Stephen Colbert.
That is awesome.
That I was very excited to see that.
Well, thank you. It's going to be rad. I always said we haven't done it yet, so we don't know.
Right. I mean, have you done... I mean, obviously, you guys have played a lot of shows, but have you done television-style things like that in the past?
We have done TV, like award shows and like specialty sort of more... I don't know, when you play like a short concert
right.
in a studio in front of like an audience.
Right.
But never like talk show style. So, because obviously in the past, and it's always been a big no-no for us.
Right.
Or we've been told, like, that there's no way in hell that you're going to be welcome to anybody, anyone's show. And
like, they
were close
be
once, and then his time in the schedule sort of switched to an earlier spot, and then was like, forget about it.
Well, you landed.
You guys
it.
Look like Satan.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
out of here.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't neglect to say that it is a Halloween special show,
yeah,
so it might
absolutely.
Sort of fall into the.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, congrats! Cool. That's a huge audience. A lot of new people are going to see Ghoul or Ghost for the first time. Going to go, oh my god, those guys are terrifying. I love it.
Yeah. So the last 12 hours, it sounds like were a bit of a hectic situation for you guys. What? You guys had a little bus trouble?
Yeah.
Transportation problems on the road, man.
Transportation problems. Yes, we had a bus malfunction, and I didn't, but we had our magnificent crew working on the bus basically all day yesterday, and around 5 this morning or something like that, they finally fixed it.
So are they going to catch up with you on the road now?
Yeah. So we had to split up, and those of us needed to come here and do this
mm-hmm.
needed to fly out to Seattle. Whereas
we thank you very much for
yeah.
making that flight. That's awesome.
Oh,
man.
I was
we
just
appreciate
waiting
it.
For that. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh yeah, it makes us feel so special.
Yeah. Yeah. We did. No, but we felt that we had to do it, and it was important because obviously when there's transportation problems, there is always a risk that might not happen.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
The show could get missed or be late, or
yeah, and
someone's going to be upset about something.
There's always going to be something, and we are unfortunately not the sort of band that can just call our peoples and just say that can we borrow your bass rig,
right?
And so we're not really flexible that way.
Yeah.
So today is a little bit of half. It's we're glad to be here, but it's also a wait
show.
it's yeah, we're definitely in a position where every hour has to be updated. Where are the guys? Where is
yep.
everything happening? And
for
where
sure.
are the where's the truck with all the stuff? And it's like, yeah, because
and then it all comes together right when you walk out on stage.
Yes,
hopefully
yeah, right,
yeah.
Well, okay, so you guys have, you know, we're hanging in your little side coven before while we were waiting for you guys to come out and do the private show for us. Do you guys have any pre-show rituals? Like, how do you get ready for a show? Or is it just kind of chill mode? Or is there, like, do you sacrifice a rabbit? Or, I mean, what do you guys do before shows, man?
Oh, I'd love to say that we do a lot of cool but we, I think we're quite mellow guys. We have a little, like, a routine. Like, basically 1 hour before show, we all, like, group together and start transforming and listen to music and, you know, all that. It's nothing real special, but that's after, like, the sacrificing of goats and the virgin
that just goes without saying.
I mean, we are ghosts, remember?
Touche. Speaking of which, what are you listening to right now? Like, if we hit play on your device, like, what would pop up? Be like Diana Ross.
We listen to so much different stuff, and I think that most of us are very appreciative of diversity.
Yeah, diversity. Absolutely.
I mean, that reflects a lot, obviously.
You guys
band,
have covered ABBA,
yes,
and you've also covered Roki Erickson, so it's obvious that you guys aren't just your typical metalheads or something like that.
No, we listen to a lot of different things, and also, besides listening to different genres and you know, everything from like 60s sort of pop music, mm-hmm, to I don't know, to Euro disco from 90 to 94.
That's a small window.
Yeah, but that's when it was the best.
Okay.
You know, we also like to listen to a lot of Swedish, like, domestic rock music and
cool
pop music.
Yeah.
And I remember, it's kind of funny because, you know, the band we have on tour, they're somewhat of a Puritan sort of psychedelic band, and
sure,
they like, you know, take this opportunity to do a shout out for Person, because they're a very cool band.
Awesome.
You know, they're very like Puritan, needs to be from 1968 to 1972 sort of credible rock, and we're like, we're listening to like the one hit wonder from 1988 in Sweden because we think it's funny, you know.
Yeah.
So and listen to Lonely Island and you know, it's my dick in the box.
Nice.
So we're doing more like that.
I'm an adult.
You know, yeah, we listen to, I don't know, Skylar Grey.
Wow. That's cool. I like that. I've always said that, you know, the bigger the musical zone, the bigger the musical person. Anytime you know, pigeonhole yourself into something, you start to lose the right to have an opinion about music, as far as I'm concerned. So that's refreshing to hear. I don't hear that very often, especially with metal.
Especially when you work with music, I think it would be extremely repetitive if... for us listening to anything that would sort of, I don't know, affirm like what we are.
Right.
Just sitting and wanking to Black Sabbath. It's like, I mean,
there's a time and place for it, obviously.
No, but I think that the diversity is the best way. I mean, I really enjoy listening to Roy Orbison, if I can listen to... Sarcophago afterwards, and
no, oh, that's so awesome.
Wow,
it's better to sort of mix it up and make it interesting, especially, I mean, again, especially when you work with music. We listen to music all the time. We play music for almost 2 hours every day.
Yeah,
we've seen Ghost live, we've seen the spiritual experience that is a Ghost live performance, but to anyone who has never seen a Ghost performance live, maybe just heard your song on the rock, can you give us a little detail as to what to expect from the whole experience, the full thing?
Well, the full thing is usually, you know, we usually have a theatrical presentation with props and a sort of a church presentation that we have. The whole thing is supposed to sort of simulate a religious mass or a gathering, and you know, with music, vision and sense and a little bit of touch, I guess, it's supposed to arouse a lot of euphoria, basically. And most of the time, that's basically what we have in the crowd. A lot of smiling faces.
Absolutely.
So I guess that is one of the... makes us a little bit different from like your everyday like metal man, I guess.
I gotta say, I'm glad you said that, because the first time I like understood, like felt the Ghost experience was when I saw you guys at El Corazon the first time and you guys covered Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. I was like, I kind of looked around and people kind of like were looking around and were like, this is an experience. Like, this isn't just a show at this point. Like, it was not very often do I get like goosebumps at shows, and that was a very memorable moment. So everybody listening to this needs to go see Ghost live. Everyone.
Yeah. No, especially next time. Next time we're coming in, we're kind of come with the whole thing.
Cool.
Tonight it's obviously going to be intimate, I guess is the nice way to put it. So.
And I hope everybody gets here on time.
Yeah.
Get that. I'm sure it'll happen. I'm just wishing you luck. I know it's kind of stressful from time to time.
Yes. But it will be fine. We have a very, very hardworking crew. They're very good at what they do, so.
Now, for a second, you guys had a name, not change, but just alteration. And it's happened with a lot of bands that we're familiar with, where you have to add a little moniker, ending to it.
Yeah.
Are you free to dive into details about the Ghost BC and then back to Ghost?
Yeah, it's very simple. Basically, we have a name that basically can be regarded as uncopyrighted.
Right.
Because it is so common. And there are so many products that bears that name.
So the Ghost BC thing was kind of... was it something the label had to do to kind of just ensure that you wouldn't get sued for using the name Ghost?
Exactly like that.
And then they realized, wait a second, we're not going to get sued. It's not a big deal. It's uncopyrighted. Let's just use the name Ghost.
It's almost arbitrary because there's not like a comedy somewhere. Unfortunately, actually, because sometimes you almost wish there was like a committee that could sort of where you can pledge your case, basically saying that we have a name here. We have worked for it very hard, and just because someone
and nobody's ever heard of that other band,
yeah, because it's like it gets to a point where it's sometimes it is ridiculous, especially nowadays when all these bands, one band after another comes up with band name nowadays is stupider than the previous. It's just
that's a good point.
Horrible. And I think that sometimes it's
we
like,
butter our bread with butter. That's an actual band name
from the UK.
I can list so many, and it's just any band with a sentence for a name more or less is always horrible.
Verb the noun.
And yeah.
Yep. The three name formula.
And basically that's a result of the problem that we got into. Basically being a new band on a big label, and sooner or later you get down to the law department, and they just say your name. Can we see a paper that says that you have the sole right
to
use
it?
No, because our name is not like falling in reverse.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but, it's okay.
But it's like. No, we cannot, obviously, because, our name is Ghost, so it's...
But the thing is now, you can say, hey, we're f***ing Ghost.
Yeah, well...
We're a big deal, and we're awesome, so...
The way to work around it is that there is an actual world, and then there's this meta world, where it's in there somewhere. So people have to live with the confusion that... If you go on Spotify America, you will have to write Ghost BZ. And the only thing
You'll
that
find
we
it.
the real work that we really wanted to, for people that works with us, that we wanted them to do was basically, can you just tell all the magazines and the presentation sphere, basically all the promoters, when they put something up on the billboard, that they say Ghost only, just as much as if let's go out to lunch, I don't say like let's go to fucking Starbucks Inc.
Copyright.
Yeah,
Starbucks BC.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's the same thing for most artists, and you know, had not Rihanna, you know, had she not been able to present a paper that she had the her right to
She'd
own it.
She'd be Rihanna BC.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Katy Perry Inc.
Yeah,
I can see it now.
So you guys obviously just put out an awesome record. You're going to be you're playing Seattle tonight. What can we expect from Ghost Camp within this next year and in future?
Yeah, what's on the horizon for you guys?
Touring. A lot of touring. We're going back to Europe now. We're going to do Europe until December 21st. And then January, February is going to be basically one more European tour.
Cool.
To just fill in the blanks that we didn't do before that. And we're doing a quick stop in South America. And then we're coming back here to America again in April, May.
Awesome.
And at that point, we're going to we're not going to come back here, I'm not sure, but we're going to do a lot of what they call secondaries and tertiaries.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah, getting out there to the people.
Yes.
That might not see the shows all the time. So
exactly.
That's cool.
And then we have a whole summer in Europe basically doing a lot of bigger shows.
Oh, yeah. All the big festivals probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at that point, we're gonna the plan is just because it's really taking a life of its own in Europe. So hopefully that whole sort of summer big outdoors show that we're gonna do at that point, which is gonna be a little bit different from this one, that hopefully we're gonna come back with to America in the fall next year.
Cool.
Which is gonna be whatever you saw now is gonna be different from. What do you see then? So, yeah, it's going to be touring until December 16, basically.
Awesome. Staying out there, man.
Yeah.
So, we have one question that we ask every person we interview. It's probably one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. If you can, pick a scar on your body, show it to us if you don't have to take your pants off, and tell us a story about how you got it. And even if you do need to take your pants off, go ahead. So, tell us about a scar and how you earned it.
I have a scar on my arm. Which is actually, let's see if it should be still visible.
Oh, he's disrobing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hardly visible nowadays. But it goes from there to there.
Okay. Sliced.
So it's what
inches.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, two inches basically. And when I was 15, I think it was, I had a friend who lived on his own with a cat.
Uh-oh.
And that cat.
Ian knows all about that.
Yes, I do.
That cat, his name was Mephisto.
Ha! And, perfect. So metal.
Unfortunately, that cat was, you know, very much, you know, in the custody of a 20-year-old who likes to drink and...
Listen to metal.
Maybe is not, like, the best caretaker in the world.
Not the best cat daddy.
You know,
or mommy.
And I'm not really sure if he was neutered at the time, so he was...
Bonkers.
Nuts. He was crazy.
Just a cat in heat going crazy listening to metal.
Yeah. And I was sitting alone in his apartment. I was sitting, it was probably, as I remembered it was almost pitch black in the room, and I was sitting watching a film. And all of a sudden, I just hear that. And he just jumped up right across the room and cut my arm.
And he just, what the f***?
But it bled like, I mean, it was.
Oh, he gotcha.
Yeah, he just attacked. And but I'm a very much a cat person, so it's not like had it been a dog, I would have been.
So it didn't
afraid.
Get booted, or it didn't get
no,
like,
no, no,
the Boondock
no, no.
Saints treatment.
I don't believe in like hitting cats and doing all that sort of.
Well, that means you're probably a good human.
Ruffle,
yeah.
But it's definitely one of those scars. Whenever I see it, I definitely remember
Mephisto,
the crazy
little
cat
bastard.
Yeah, but he was cool.
Damn you, Mephisto.
He was nice. Except for that. I really wonder what the f*** was he doing, because he was actually kind of nice.
He was like, you're in my territory.
He was possessed.
You were in his spot.
Probably, yeah.
He's like, I'm trying to watch a movie too. Awesome. Well, it was very awesome to have you, Nameless Ghoul, and it was very great. We're looking forward to the Ghost performance. You're going to definitely be hearing this after Ghost,
right.
So we can't say show up to the show, but definitely go out and pick up the record, listen to them wherever you can, check out the band.
Meliora is out now. Do you have any final words for the Northwest here before we let you carry on with your wheeze?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's going to be fun tonight. As I was saying, it's going to be a very, very special show because it's different from what we usually do, which is nice. But we're hoping to come back within not too long and do the real thing at a bigger place, at
cool.
a better place in that for the thing that we are doing.
Right. Space efficiency.
It's very space efficient tonight.
I like
stripped
that.
Down. A little
silver
bit more
linings.
Raw.
Yes.
Cool. Cool. Thanks, Nameless Ghoul. We'll see you the next time you come to town.
Thank you very much for having me.